Beginning with the Bismillah, this is the Dean Show Radio Show, my brother.
That's right, that's how we begin it. We begin it with the Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. And that's right, you're listening to the Dean Show Radio Show. Now you can listen to us on audio format in the audio waves. We are, for those who listen and watch us every week on the big screen, on the television, now you can listen to us in your cars, on your iPods, the podcast. You can get all of our audio shows at the same place you can get our video shows, at the THEDEEN show, thedeanshow.com. All you got to do is look for the blog section, and that's where we'll be at. Today we're going to be discussing the salat, the prayer. When somebody puts the key in the door, that's right, to open a door you need a key, and that key, which is the key to paradise, is that statement that every Muslim makes. He says, La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. That's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Why do I need to worship a monkey or a man? Why do I need to worship a woman or the sun or the moon? Why do I need to follow my lusts and desires when I can worship the one who created me and he can guide me? He's my GPS in life. He is the one that I'll sacrifice everything for. My life, my prayer, my sacrifice, my death is for the one who created me. Isn't that beautiful? Just talking about it gives me chills. And it should get everybody chills. Because Allah is the one who created you, and you're going to have to return back to him. So now that you've taken this oath, you've committed to the one God, the God of Jesus, Abraham, Moses, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon them all. They were our teachers. But today, the last and final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's the teacher. He's the way, the truth, and the light in all the darkness and the falsehood. He is the teacher. Why? Because he's the representative of God. He's got the power of attorney. That's right. Just like Jesus had the power of attorney, he was able to do things by the permission of the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. And that's the same thing now. So we testify, La ilaha illallah. There is no deity. There is no God worthy of worship except the one true God. In Arabic we say Allah, and Muhammad is his slave, servant, and final messenger. Now that brings us to the topic today, of which is the prayer. Now sadly, very sadly to say, that today many Muslims don't pray. Many Muslims, that's right, I said it, don't pray, despite its importance. The purpose of prayer, we need to know, is to strengthen our relationship with the one who created us. He don't need this prayer. We need it. This prayer helps us to be grateful for all the blessings that he's given us. And it reminds us, it reminds you and me of his greatness. Just as the body requires physical needs, such as food and drink, the soul requires spiritual needs, that's right, nourished by acts of worship, the most important of which is the salat, the prayer that the Muslim needs to be making. It could be that the body of a person is healthy. You know, the guy goes to the gym, big boy, strong, lifting, hitting 350 on the bench, 2, 3, 4 plates. Same thing for the woman. She's in shape, running a marathon. The body's looking good, but that doesn't mean it's alive. The body of a person is healthy, but pay attention, the person is spiritually dead. The last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a messenger. Just like Jesus at his time, just like Moses and Abraham at their time, he's the messenger and a mercy to the world at this time. His teachings have been preserved authentically there for anybody who is looking to get close to the one who created them. He is that path to God. We don't pray through him, we follow his teachings. And the last and final messenger sent to mankind has said in an authentic hadith, these are not story tales that we tell the kids. These are instructions from God's representative, teacher to the human beings on earth. The prophet said, the comparison of the one who remembers Allah, the creator, and the one who does not is like that of the living and the dead. That was what the messenger said. Now let's listen to what Allah, pay attention here, what Allah has said in the verbatim word of God, the Quran. Allah is saying,
O you who believe, respond to the call of Allah and his messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life.
This is in the Quran, in chapter 8, verse 24. Now it's important as we move along. This is the direction, the direct connection with Allah. We don't need any intermediary. We don't need to go through anybody. Allah, the Creator, God Almighty, is calling us to have a direct connection with him without anybody in the middle. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has said the closest a person is to his Lord is when he is in the prostration. Prayer connects you with Allah. The Arabic word for prayer is as-salat. It actually derived from the Arabic word meaning connection. Allah's messenger, God's final messenger sent to the whole of mankind has said, when any one of you stands to pray, he is communicating with his Lord, with his creator, so let him pay attention to how he speaks to him. So now, don't sever this relationship with your creator. Don't do it by abandoning the prayer. The pillar of Islam, it's a pillar of Islam. Prayer is the second most important pillar of Islam after that swearing to, that testimony of La ilaha illallah, of what we discussed before we started this topic, that, you know what, only submit to God, the one who created me. That's the first pillar, and the second one is the Salat, and it is the most regular compulsory action in a Muslim's life. Prayer is the one act that a Muslim must be fulfilled at least 5 times a day, regardless of his circumstance. In fact, the Creator Allah did not even exempt those who have submitted themselves, Muslims, from praying during battle. That's right. Even if there was a battle going on, Allah is saying,
Guard strictly your prayers. If you fear an enemy, pray on foot or riding.
So this is the case during war, that you're not even exempt from praying there. Allah is telling you, if you can't pray on foot, pray while you're riding on your beast, on the horse, in your car, doesn't matter. You cannot give up the prayer. So this is stated during the time of war. What about during peace? Success lies in prayer. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, the last and final messenger sent to mankind, there's no more messengers coming. This is him. He has said, the first of his deeds for which a man and woman will be called to account on the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, will be the prayers. If it is found to be sound, he will be safe and successful. But if it is defective, he will be unfortunate and a loser. You don't want to be a loser, do you? You want to be successful. Don't give up the prayer. Establish the prayer. Establish the salah. Its benefits shields one from evil. It's a shield against all evil. Without seeking Allah's help, it is impossible to refrain from all this evil that is around. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is saying,
Verily, prayer restrains oneself from shameful and unjust deeds.
This is in the verbatim word of God, Allah, in the Quran, Surah 25, verse 45. Now the questioner asks, how can sins be committed? How can sins be committed if you're willingly standing before your Creator, Allah, five times a day, minimum five times a day in the prayer? The prayer, now moving along, enriches your soul. The prayer enriches your soul. Prayer satisfies your spiritual need to be connected with your Creator. To be in contact with your Creator, this gives your soul peace and contentment, especially with this busy lifestyle that we all live, the rat race of life. And this is something that money cannot buy. Allah is saying in the Quran,
Without doubt, in the remembrance of Allah do our hearts find rest.
The prayer makes one humble. Pride and arrogance is being rid of by you realizing through the prayer Allah's greatness and your dependence on Him. In the prayer, the Muslim puts the highest part of his body, his head, his intellect, on the ground. He says, How perfect is my Lord, the Most High. How perfect is my Lord, the Most High. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Allah is saying in the verbatim word of God, the Quran, in Surah 23, verses 1 and 2.
Successful indeed are the believers who are humble in their prayers.
Let me tell you another fact. Let me tell you what washes away sins. Sins are when you break the laws of the one who created you. Sins are something that feel heavy on your chest and form black stains on your heart. Everyone commits them. And no one is paying the price for your sins. Not Bob the Butcher, not Mark the Mailman, nor Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, of Nazareth. Nobody is paying the price for your sins. You are accountable for yourself. Just as your grandfather was accountable for himself, and I'm accountable for myself today. But Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has provided for us a way to get rid of the sins with sincere repentance and through prayer. Allah is saying in the Quran, Surah 11, 114,
And perform prayer. Surely the good deeds remove the evil deeds.
Now the messenger, peace be upon him, gave us a beautiful example. When he said to his companions, he said in an authentic narration, consider if one of you had a river by his door in which he bathed five times a day. Would any filth remain on him or her? They responded, no. Then the prophet replied, peace be upon him, likewise, Allah, your Creator, wipes away sins with the five daily prayers. That's right. Moving along, the prayer is the key, the answer to your problems. Whoever strengthens their relationship with the one who created them, Allah will strengthen their relationship between themselves and the creation. He who is all powerful, all merciful, all loving, will rectify all your problems. Allah is saying in the Quran,
Seek help in patience and prayer.
The prayer unites the Muslims. The congregational prayer. This is when the Muslims come together to pray in congregation. Congregation prayer cultivates brotherhood, equality, and humility between Muslims. The worshipers stand in rows and as one body, shoulder to shoulder, without any distinction of race, nationality, color, wealth, family, or status. This act of unity helps demolish all barriers which stand between people. Now we're going to be moving on to the abandonment of prayer. Abandoning the prayer. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has said in the Quran, this is the translation of the meaning. The Quran is in and has been preserved in the Arabic. But what we're giving you here is the meaning, which can be in French, it can be in Spanish. We're talking in English, so we're going to give you the meaning in English. Allah is saying,
O mankind, what has deceived you concerning your Lord, the most gracious?
This is in the Quran, chapter 82, verse 6. Now, moving along. By not praying, by not establishing a connection with the one who created you, and this is only for your betterment, for your self-development, you are disobeying the Most High, the Creator, Allah the Almighty. You are in an act of disobedience. You're breaking a peace treaty between you and Him, because you enter a state of peace when you comply with everything that He's told you to do. And one of the most important things, that second pillar, is the prayer. Remember, the whole purpose of your existence is to worship Allah, to be in compliance with everything good that He's told you to do, and to stay away from everything evil that He's told you to stay away from. He knows best. He's the most wise. We trust Him because He's the Creator. He knows His creation. Yet daily you are disobeying the Creator. Allah is saying in the Quran, then there has succeeded them a generation who have given up prayer and have followed their desires, so they will be thrown in hell, except those who repent and believe and work righteousness. This is in the Quran, chapter 19, verse 59. In another place in the Quran, chapter 74, verse 42, Allah is saying, pay close attention.
The people in hell will be asked, What has caused you to enter the hellfire? They will say, We were not of those who used to pray.
That's the speech of Allah in the Quran, the verbatim word of God. He is talking. Are you listening? We listen to everyone and everything. But when the Most High, the Most Gracious, the Most Loving, when He is speaking, are we listening? And are we following it up with action? Now remember, when you abandon, when you leave off the five daily prayers, you are being ungrateful, refusing your Creator's invitation to establish this close relationship with Him is the ultimate ingratitude. Allah created you, and remember, He gave you everything. Allah is saying in the Quran,
It is He who has created you and endowed you with hearing and seeing, and hearts, little are you grateful.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, the last and final messenger sent to mankind, his feet would swell because he would stand in the night, he would stand in the day for long periods of time
praying.
And when he was asked about this, he replied, should I not be grateful? Should I not be a grateful servant to my Lord? What excuse will you give Allah, the Creator, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, on the Day of Judgment? Now just envision this. Death comes, the one who has blessed you with 24 hours in a day, yet only asks you to spend merely 30 minutes for prayer. What will you tell him on the Day of Judgment, on the day that no attorney, no city, no government, nobody will be able to intercede, nobody be able to help, not any amount of money, status, kingship, it doesn't matter who you know, where you've been, on the Day of Judgment, what are you going to say? Allah is saying in the Quran, chapter 20, verse 124, pay attention, people.
And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed for him is a life of hardship. And we will raise him up on the day of resurrection blind. And he will say, My Lord, why have you raised me blind while I was once seeing? Allah will say, Thus did our signs come to you, and you forgot, discarded them. And thus will you this day be forgotten.
You are only harming yourself. This is a fact. Allah doesn't need your prayer or anything from anybody. Glory be to Him, subhanallah, as we say. It is you that stands in need of His mercy. Allah is saying in the Quran, which the meaning is in verse 31:12, give thanks to Allah, and whoever gives thanks, it is only for his own soul's good. And whoever is ungrateful, surely Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. Let this be known also that when a person abandons the prayer, you are flirting with disbelief. Many scholars of Islam hold the opinion that if you do not pray, you are one who has disbelieved. You become a disbeliever. Quoting the following hadith from the last and final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, who has said, the covenant between us and them, the covenant which distinguishes between us and them, between believers and disbelievers, is the salat, is the prayer, and whoever neglects it has disbelieved. This is what the last and final messenger sent to mankind has said in an authentic hadith. Additionally, the Prophet's companions, those who knew him the best, who lived at his time, may Allah be pleased with them, they did not consider the abandonment of any act as disbelief except the prayer. Let's move along to some common excuses that people use to justify why they don't pray. Now, these are a dime a dozen. Let's be sincere with ourselves. As we listen to these, the people say, those say, I have no time. Work. I have to work. Studying. I have to study for school. I'm busy. I have no time because I am preoccupied with many of the worldly things. This is pure and simple deception. You haven't given prayers priority. This is the fact. Allah will bless your time and make you more effective, efficient, and successful because He is the one who gives success. He is the one who provides for you. So if you're not doing what He told you to do, you can only be unsuccessful. Another common excuse we hear is, my heart is clean. The fact is that Allah judges who has clean hearts, and He wants you to pray. He's the boss. He is the King of Kings. Actions will reflect what is in your heart. No one has a cleaner heart than the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who used to pray regularly. Another excuse we have is my alarm. It's hard for your alarm to go off if you don't set it. Purify your intention. Go to sleep with the intention of getting up. And Allah will make it easy for you. Another excuse that we hear is my family, my spouses, my parents, friends prevent me. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the last and final messenger sent to mankind, there is no obedience to anyone in the disobedience to Allah. This is very important. We respect our parents and we're kind to the people, but we never obey them, fear them, in place of obeying Allah, fearing and loving Allah. We love Him the most. We obey Him before we obey anyone else. Remember again, you will be judged alone. Another common excuse, I'm sinning too much. The fact of the matter is, in time, your prayers will prevent you from committing these sins. In time, just pray. You are sinning because you are not establishing the prayer. The prayer is the medicine. The prayer will eventually repel the evil. Allah has told the truth. Stick to what He told you to do. Cut out the excuses. Contemplate over this hadith, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, if they knew the merits of the Isha and Fajr prayers, they would come to them in the mosque, even if they had to crawl. Now, what excuse for abandoning prayer do you honestly have when you face your Lord on that difficult day? On that difficult day, Allah is saying in the Quran,
Allah has promised those who believe and do good deeds that for them there is forgiveness and a mighty reward.
Now, brothers and sisters, we can do one of two things. We can either turn away after this advice and continue living our lives according to our whims and desires, thinking that we know best, or we can be sincere with ourselves. We can admit that, you know what, we don't have the answers to everything, and we need the Creator's help, and He's there willing to help us. We take one step towards Him, He takes many more towards us. He loves us more than our mothers, more than our family and friends, and He knows what's best for us because He is the most wise. So we can start to comply, and little by little, by establishing this prayer, we will see the effects, the great effects of goodness that it will have in our life. Nothing's easy at first. Anything that's of importance and value, it takes some effort. So the same way you put effort into getting that degree, into chasing that man or woman or those good times, the sins, now you have to put a little bit of effort into something that's more valuable than any of these things, the connection with the one who has given you life and who'll give you death. We will all die. And remember, is it worth it when you're 6 feet under and the dirt is in your mouth? And now, everything that distracted you from praying, because it's one of these things, it's either that man or that woman, it's either that material thing, that job, that business, it's something in this dunya that's distracting you. So when you're dead, when you hear the footsteps of your family leaving and walking away from the grave, envision that. And they go back to fight over your wealth that you were so earnestly seeking in this life, and it was distracting you from your Lord. Now is it worth it? You got a chance to hear this advice by the blessing of the one who created you. Now you can either do something about it, or you can turn a blind eye. And we sincerely, out of our love for you, we want to see you do the right thing. Establish the connection with the one who loves you more than anyone and wants you in that paradise. Those are the glad tidings that all the messengers came with. They all came. They all came with that glad tiding of paradise and the warning of the hellfire, because we know how it is to get someone to move, and Allah knows best. It's that carrot and that stick. The carrot, there's something more pleasurable than that that we're chasing, and that's the pleasure of our Lord and His paradise. And there's something that we fear more than that stick, and that's the hellfire. And even if you think about it, when your boss wants you to comply with what he wants you to do, he'll tell you, you better get to wit it or you'll be fired. But with Allah, the fire is what Allah is talking about. So we don't want to be in the hellfire. Allah wants us in the paradise. Let's start to comply and fear Allah more and love Allah more than the people, because this prayer will help us, will develop us to be better human beings, to be better with our parents, to be better with our colleagues, our friends, and our family. It will help us to develop to be the best of human beings with everyone, non-Muslims and Muslims alike, to all of humanity. We have to run. We got to go. Remember to share our shows with everybody. Remember to visit us at The Dean Show, and for the audio podcast at thedeanshow.com blog. Be kind. Be gentle. Don't be harsh with the people. Spread the greetings of peace. We'll see you next time. Inshallah, God willing. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.